Meineke and Bourbonnais opened its doors over 30 years ago in 1991 in the same location it's always been, off the corner of Latham Drive and Route 45. What began as the place to go for mufflers and brakes soon turned into a full-service auto repair center after Bill took the shop over in 2006. Now Bill is celebrating over 17 years at Meineke on Latham Drive, and the shop is busier than ever. From full computer diagnostics to engine repairs, tires to tune-ups, oil changes, air conditioning, classic car repairs, and more, the list is shorter of what Bill and the crew at Meineke don't fix. And that's not much. So next time you have a concern with your car or truck, call the friendly folks at Meineke on Latham Drive in Bourbonnais, or make an appointment online at Meineke.com. Meineke, doing car care right for over 30 years in Bourbonnais. Welcome to Kankakee Podcast News. I'm Jake Lamore. This week's episode is brought to you by the Akubalan History Center at the corner of Station and South 4th Avenue in Kankakee. This gallery hosts exhibits to highlight the great Akubalan Black people history. Here are your local news headlines from this past week, with today being Friday, April 26th, 2024. The Bourbonnais Police Department responded to a written threat against Olivet Nazarene University on Monday. According to police reports, the suspect, 21-year-old Boston Brooks, was arrested by the Urbana Police Department and detained at the Champaign County Jail. Although he was released on Wednesday, Bourbonnais Police and Olivet's Public Safety Department are maintaining a heavy presence on campus. Despite concerns about further threats, the Bourbonnais Police assured the public that safety is the top priority and no new threats have been reported. A decision by Wilmington Police to drive a Venezuelan immigrant to Kankakee instead of arresting him has drawn criticism. According to the Country Herald, this came after a local woman reported that a man allegedly tried to enter her home and offered candy to her children. The Spanish-speaking man mentioned he would take what he wants due to a lack of government assistance. Due to restrictions in the Safety Act, police couldn't detain him, raising concerns about community safety and the treatment of immigrants. Kankakee Forgives held its first annual walk against gun violence in the city of Kankakee this past Monday. Kankakee Forgives Executive Director Aaron Clark says about 150 people showed up to the event.
Our hope was to bring hope to our community, our youth, our stakeholders, through highlighting the collaborations that are taking place in our community, to be on the spear tip of reducing gun violence and getting to the youth that really need the services that we provide. And we accomplished just that. It was electric. It was a beautiful day. There were about 140 or 50 people that showed up for the walk. Kankakee Police Department came out and supported by escorting us through the neighborhood that needs a lot of attention. And children were out, young adults were out, and chanting, "We will stand no more for this gun violence." And it was really good. We had speakers that came, and one of the speakers was Derek Grant, who shared his story of actually being a survivor of gun violence. But the wonderful thing about his story is that he said that he also had to deal with the aftermath of the gun violence, which is what we are all addressing right now. And the aftermath was really on his mental health.
You can learn more about the organization at KankakeeForgives.org. Bradley has taken another step toward building the largest indoor water park in Illinois. According to the Daily Journal, the Bradley Village Board approved a $149,000 contract with Wisconsin-based designer Raymaker to create cost and revenue projections for the proposed 2-acre indoor water park and its surrounding attractions at Monday night's meeting. Although the exact site hasn't been finalized, it's expected to be near Northfield Square Mall at Interstate 57's 315 interchange. The projected cost of the water park ranges from $60 million to $70 million, with an anticipated 3-year construction period. If the study results are favorable, Bradley could decide on an architectural firm by the end of 2024. Last week, Kankakee Mayor Chris Curtis attended the Illinois Municipal League Lobby Day in Springfield to advocate for the city of Kankakee. Mayor Curtis was kind enough to give us a full report on his trip and said there were four major items discussed.
Last week we got together, and there's really four major items that IML has some concern with and does affect local communities quite greatly. The first one is the 1% grocery sales tax. Governor Pritzker back in late February announced that he wanted to eliminate that. And at first blush, that sounds like a great thing. And I'm all for cutting taxes and trying to reduce burdens on communities and residents that pay. But what's interesting is that 1% grocery sales tax is collected by the state of Illinois through the overall tax when you shop. But all 100% of that 1% grocery sales tax goes back to local municipalities, whether you're the city of Kankakee, the village of Bourbonnais, or even Hersher or Aroma Park, smaller communities. The state keeps none of that 1%. So for the governor to say that he wants to repeal the 1% grocery sales tax sounds great. However, it does not affect the state of Illinois. It's no skin off of their back. It affects the municipalities greatly. The city of Kankakee stands to lose nearly $1.1 million in annual revenue from that. Village of Bourbonnais, I believe, is close to $735,000. I believe even Bradley is over $800,000. But more importantly, is you have a small town like maybe Aroma Park that has a much smaller budget but has a grocery store there, and a lot of their sales taxes derived from that. It can affect them even harder than a larger municipality like ourselves, because that might be a bigger percentage of their overall budget. So we're really concerned about losing that, because how do we each make up that difference? And quite frankly, you might have to look at the real estate tax bill or other ways of imposing that tax back. So IML, and along with the mayors, and I would say a majority of mayors across the state of Illinois, whether they are Republican, Democrat, or independent, are adamantly opposed to elimination of the 1% grocery sales tax for two reasons. One, how do we make it up? And two, it was given with such no short notice. Most municipalities start their budget May 1. We were given 60 days notice that it would be effective July 1. It looks like it will pass the state of Illinois. However, we're looking to push to have that backed up to January 1 to give us some time to figure out solutions.
The second item addressed was the chronic nuisance ordinance.
And we use that in the city of Kankakee very effectively. We don't use it often, but when we need to, especially with shootings. If we have a house that has had someone living there that is shooting in the community or being shot at because they're part of a problem, and if we get three phone calls of shootings within a 120-day period, we can have our chronic nuisance ordinance go into effect, and we get before a judge, and we can shut that house down for a period of anywhere from 3 months to 6 months to 1 year. And it was used, if many people in this area remember, there was a house that was shooting quite a bit in a neighborhood, including when a school bus was right in front of it and shooting at somebody across the street while there was kids on the bus. We effectively got in there after multiple phone calls of shots fired at that house, shut it down, got the people out of there, and basically stabilized the neighborhood and made the residents feel safe. And they were demanding that we do that. If the state enacts this, that tool is taken away from us, and it's a very critical tool that we use for neighborhood stabilization. So that is a big concern right now. We're advocating that that should not be removed as a tool in our kit to reduce violence within the community.
The third item discussed was the local government distributive fund.
If the 1% sales tax is taken away, there is some things that could be made up. The Springfield many years ago had enacted what's called LGDF, that is local government distributive fund. And basically, it's based on everyone's income tax that they pay into the state of Illinois. They used to get 10% of that back to each municipality to help run the cities. That way, it's not put on your real estate tax bill. That was reduced extremely lower in the fives back in 2011 era when they were trying to sweep some funds and get some more money when the state was having financial trouble. They have never raised that back up like they said they would once they got stable, and they're claiming that they're pretty stable right now. So if you're going to eliminate the 1% grocery sales tax, we're advocating that you go back to the 10% LGDF that was being funded to municipalities as recently as, you know, 10 to 12 years ago. And that's a way we can reduce the tax burden, but also still have the income coming in to provide the services for the residents.
And the fourth discussed was pension reforms and funding. Mayor Curtis also added he may have found some extra funding help for the Kankakee East Riverwalk project while down in Springfield as well. After 42 years of fixing cars and restoring vehicle bodies, Mike Randazzo, owner of Randazzo's Gallery Collision Center in Bradley, is set to retire. The Daily Journal reports Randazzo, who is a Bradley Bourbonnais Community High School graduate, started his business in 1981 and grew it to its current 10,500 square foot location on East North Street. He is selling the business to Caliber Collision Center, one of the nation's largest auto body chains. Randazzo will remain ownership of the property, leasing it to Caliber, while his 11 employees will join the new owner. The Red Hots for the Riverwalk fundraiser for the Kankakee East Riverwalk was held Monday at Yannicky's Root Beer Stand. Bill Yonka, the executive director of the Currents of Kankakee, deemed the fundraiser a success.
It was so generous of Yannicky's to be such a good neighbor to the East Riverwalk to host this event. I thought it might just be for a few hours, or it might be just a small percentage. We just wanted to do something in the community. And it was their idea to do it all day and to make it 50% of everything that came through sales to go to buying trees, plants, and shrubs for the East Riverwalk. So right now, it's not 100% clear what the final cost of those items are going to be. But we did raise more than $2,300 just in one day at Yannicky's. But maybe more important than that was the community feeling, just the community building that happened when so many people started conversations. So many people had questions answered about this stage of the Riverwalk and the future phases of the Currents of Kankakee.
You can like and follow Currents of Kankakee on Facebook to stay up to date on everything happening with the East Riverwalk project. There appears to be a new restaurant coming to downtown Kankakee. If you happen to pass by the old Baba's Famous Steak and Lemonade on Station Street, you'll notice a sign in the window that reads, El Carnicero Barbecue Smokehouse, open soon. If you have any information that you can share with us about the new restaurant, please email me at jake@yourpathfinder.io. The Kankakee County Museum is bringing back the baking contest for this year's 34th annual Rhubarb Festival. Rhubarb pies, cakes, breads, muffins, and more are welcome to enter the baking contest. It's free to enter. If you want to find out more information, you can call 815-932-5279. Winners will be announced at the Rhubarb Festival on Sunday, May 19th at 1 p.m. Time now to find out what local events are happening in the area this weekend. First is our live music happenings with King Music on Broadway and Bradley. Use promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off your order. Also tomorrow, April 27th, is their 10th annual Strings for Food event at King Music. You can bring in 6 non-perishable food items and receive a 1 free set of your choice strings from their sponsors, Fender, Ernie Ball, Dunlop, and Diodario. There's a limit of 2 guitars per customer, and this happens from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow at King Music on Broadway and Bradley.
Welcome, music lovers, to the heart of Kankakee, where the rhythm of our city pulses with the beat of live music. This is Ben King, your guide through this week's sonic landscape of our vibrant community, proudly brought to you by King Music and the Kankakee Podcast. Picture this. The sun dipping below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the bustling streets. People of all ages, backgrounds, and tastes converge upon our local venues, drawn together by the promise of unforgettable performances. And now, let's take a sneak peek into this weekend's upcoming music events that'll have you tapping your toes and moving your feet.
Happening tonight on April 26th is King and Ross at Cams and Q's in Kankakee at 8 p.m., Matt Yeager will be at Flanagan's in Grant Park at 8 p.m. The Simpsons will be playing the Drunken Donuts in Joliet at 8 p.m. And tomorrow on April 27th, Bezo and Friends at Back 40 in Mantino at 8 p.m. Southside Social Club at Copeland's in Mantino at 8 p.m. Effin' Epic at Game On and Piatone at 8 p.m. Justin and John Unplugged at Solicit Tap at 8 p.m. Everingham and Pittman at the Isles in Buckley at 8 p.m. The Righteous Hillbillies will be at Chicago Street Pub in Joliet at 8 p.m. Seussical the Musical, being put on by the Kankakee Valley Theater Association, will take place at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Cultural Center in Kankakee, as well as Sunday with a show at 2 p.m.
So mark your calendars, spread the word, and let the music carry you away. Keep tuning into the Kankakee Podcast for weekly local music events. Until next time, let's keep the rhythm alive, Kankakee.
The Pledge for Life Partnership Youth Advisory Council will be hosting a Take Back Day event tomorrow, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Northfield Square Mall. This drive-through drop-off event offers a safe way to dispose of your unused or expired medications, helping keep homes safe and the community safe. You can look for the tent on the east side of the mall. The Bradley Lions Club will also be collecting used glasses to support sight preservation missions in countries with limited eye care access. Additionally, the Kankakee County Health Department will be at the event distributing naloxone, a life-saving medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. The 25th annual World Tai Chi Day and Qi Gong Day will be celebrated tomorrow, April 27th, at St. Rose of Lima Chapel in Kankakee from 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning. The event is hosted by the Community Wellness Group of Kankakee. Plenty of vendors will be there as well for a wellness fair. You can find out more in the Community Wellness Group of Kankakee Facebook group. Tomorrow is Indie Bookstore Day. You can celebrate at Rubber Rose Books on Court Street in Kankakee from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this Monday, April 29th, you can dine at Texas Roadhouse in Bradley to support the McCullough Gold Star Project from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Just make sure you tell them you're there to support the cause, and 10% of your meal purchase will be donated to the Alexis McCullough Gold Star Family Monument. Those are your Kankakee Podcast News headlines for Friday, April 26th, 2024, brought to you by the Acoupilon History Center at the corner of Station Street and South 4th Street in Kankakee. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you so much for listening. This Monday on Kankakee Podcast, we will hear a live episode recorded at the very first Yarn Factory Listeners Storytelling event, which featured five different local storytellers, including Deb Terrell.
Maud was a sharp-faced woman who rarely smiled, and she, like the other women in town, knew that I came from literally the only broken home in town, and that I lived with my grandparents because my mom ran off. And she was an adulteress. She had no use for me. But the old men, they never judged me. They gave me the space and the grace to be me, not my mother.
Please follow and subscribe so you don't miss that episode and the ones to follow. Have a great weekend.